Thank you, and welcome to the Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting today, November 13th, 2018, beginning at 1:30. My name is Eddie Warren, County Commissioner, and I'll be presiding today as Judge Brandon and Commissioner Albert are absent. First, we'll have to start out with invocation by Commissioner Albert, precinct three, followed by.
I'm better looking.
Oh, Commissioner Senegal, Commissioner precinct three, followed by the pledge allegiance, and that'll be by Commissioner Weaver, precinct two. Please rise.
Please bow your head. Heavenly Father, again, I thank you for the opportunity to stand before the citizens of Jefferson County. This court as their representatives, we ask that you bless each of our families, all elected officials, all our staff and employees of Jefferson County. We ask that you bless those that are fighting for our democracy abroad and here domestically. We pray for the citizens of California as they stand in the path of peril. Fires, we pray that you give them peace and comfort. We pray for all those that are suffering in this day and age. We pray in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Please join me in reciting the name of the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good items under purchasing. First item, consider approved. Execute, receive, and file JOC 18-028/DC with SETX Construction Corp. for the Ford Park Agborn roof repairs in the amount of $27,929.69. This is in accordance with the Choice Partners JOC Texas contract 15/041JN-11-215. Item B, discuss and possibly approve the county purchasing agent to enter into a contract negotiations for RFP 18-046/YS, lease of the Jefferson County Downtown Jail. Item C, consider possibly approve an auction of surplus property as authorized by local government code 263.152A by Horns Auction Inc. The auction is scheduled for Saturday, December 1st, 2018 at 9 a.m. We have a motion.
So moved.
Second. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, like sign. Next item will be at the county airport. Consider possibly approve and authorize county judge to execute a right of first refusal agreement with Jefferson County and Pocard Coaches. We have a motion.
Move. Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, like sign. Motion passes. Under county auditor, regular bills, checks number 452-716 through check number 452-990. Motion.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor, aye. Any opposed, like sign. Under county commissioners, this is to be conducted public hearing under item A pursuant to section 312-2041 tax code to consider and establishment of the Port Arthur LNG reinvestment zone. Do we have anybody here to speak on behalf or against this project? Anyone to speak on behalf of this project? Hearing none. Motion to approve.
I think we'll be able to do a time of open.
We'll close it.
Okay. It was opened at 1:35 and closed at 1:36.
Yes.
Thank you for keeping me in balance here. Okay. declare the public hearing closed. Go to item B, consider the possible approval in order for the establishment of the Port Arthur LNG reinvestment zone.
Move.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, like sign. Then we have another public hearing. Conduct a public hearing to consider the resolution to amend the Jefferson County PACE program pursuant to section 399.008A3 of the PACE Act. Open that public hearing at 1:37. Is there anyone here to speak on or against this issue? Please state your name and your purpose.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. Lee McCormick, Lone Star PACE. I'd like to start by thanking the Commissioners for being a leader when it comes to adopting property assessed clean energy here in Texas and being one of the first counties to do so. As you're aware, PACE is a way for commercial, industrial, and multifamily property owners to improve their facilities with energy and water efficiency improvements that are paid back over a long period of time. We appreciate the county's willingness to consider adding a second administrator to expand the program and help with the acceleration of its adoption. Thank you.
Very good. Anyone else to speak on or against this issue? Any questions from the court? Close the public comment at 1:38. We'll go to item number D for action. Consider possibly approve a resolution to amend the Jefferson County PACE program. Have a motion?
Move.
Second.
I'd like to ask, just for clarification for the record, and Deb, maybe directly to you, local government code does allow us to have a second administrator.
I don't think we have an issue with this. This is for the public.
Okay. Okay. So it doesn't affect us either way.
Yeah.
Fred, would you like to speak?
It does. It's copacetic.
Okay.
Yes, sir. And you may recall, Lee and Court were here a week or two ago and did a workshop.
Yeah, I apologize. I missed that workshop. I just wanted that for the record clarification.
It's copacetic.
Thank you, copacetic.
Okay, we've got a motion made and seconded to approve this resolution. I don't see any reason for reading it unless you, someone from the court required, would like to read it. Okay, all those in favor? Any further discussion? All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, like sign. Motion passes. Item E, consider possibly approve and authorize county judge to execute a professional service agreement between Jefferson County Lone Star PACE related to the administration of the PACE program to Jefferson County.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. Any further discussion? All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, like sign. And I think, according to the agenda that I'm looking at, that's all the business we have to conduct. Is there anything else I missed? Okay. We have any other business to come before the elected officials without taking any action? Open for that discussion at this time. Mr. Senegal, Mr. Weaver.
Yes.
Okay. And with that, any further discussion or any items to discuss? We are adjourned. I think this is a quick one.